Please be seated. Sit back and relax. I pray that the program be a blessing, the joy of Christmas.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive
and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God created man in his own image. But man utterly rejected God's authority and plunged the entire human race into the prison of sin and death, and death reigned upon the face of the earth. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Send us a Savior. Send us Emmanuel.
Lonely and And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with me. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall be with thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be done of thee, and ye shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to the word. And the angel departed from her.
Magnify, magnify, magnify the Lord.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Praise be the Lord in heaven on high. nothing you dismay.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen.
Thank you. Stable as the angel had told them, they found him, the newborn king. The shepherds revealed how the angel had told them to seek out the infant king. Wrapped in swaddling cloths, in a manger you'll find him. Go worship the newborn King. Christ is born this night, the promised Messiah, God's envoy of love, gift of grace. Christ is born this night, come kneel down before him, give thanks, share the news, sing his praise. Mary rejoiced in the wonder around her as she cradled the infant king. The shepherds, the child, and the music of angels praise to the newborn king. This is Christ, the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Jesus, the infant king.
The Lord shall give us a Hallelujah!
Please be seated.
Let's bow our heads a moment. Think about what we've enjoyed again tonight. The greatest story ever told. Greatest love story ever told. That's really what Christmas is all about. The fact that God loved us enough to send His Son to rescue us, to save us, to pay for the greatest gift that's ever been given, salvation, eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let this time of year go by without thinking about what the real meaning of it is. That God loved us while we were yet sinners and gave Christ to die for us. World's in a turmoil tonight. The politicians have no answers. Education has no answer. But the Word of God has the answer. Amen. As you've seen and heard tonight, that answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming back to reign. He came one time to die to pay a price for our sins. He's coming back to receive those that have received Him unto their self. Tonight, as you look deep in your heart, as you're reminded of the time of the year and the season and all the decoration and all the sounds, do you have that greatest gift in your heart? Does He live and rule and reign in your life, the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you trusted Him as your Savior? It really boils down to the bottom line. Where would you go if you died? If He came back, would you see Him and receive Him in joy, or would it be a fearful and terrible thing? Because you never received Him. The Scripture says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. No other way, just Him. Not your church membership, not your baptism, not who you are, not who your parents are, but have you personally received Christ?